This is episode 670 of the AWS podcast, released on June 3rd, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AWS podcast. Simon Lish here with you. Great to have you back flying solo today. This is why we have multiple hosts. Lots of updates to take you through, and hopefully there's something in here that catches your eye and you give it a go. So firstly, let's talk about the AWS Marketplace. Amazon RDS for DB2 has introduced hourly licensing from IBM through the AWS Marketplace. So now you can use just what you need when you need it on an hourly basis. Really good for dev tests, but also good for capacity changes too. We're also announcing an improved private offer experience for AWS Marketplace sellers. So the new experience provides step-by-step guidance through the offer creation process and allows you to save unfinished progress as a draft offer. You'll also be able to price multiple instances at once and auto-split payments into multiple scheduled dates. Let's talk about analytics. You can now connect your Jupyter notebooks to Amazon EMR Serverless using Apache Livy endpoints. So this uses the Livy's REST interface. Now, EMR Serverless is a serverless option for Amazon's EMR that makes it easy to get up and running for petabyte scale data analytics in the cloud. And with the Livy endpoints, setting up is easy. You point your Livy client in your on-premises notebook running Spark Magic kernels to the EMR Serverless endpoint URL, and away you go. I like that. Also happy to introduce Amazon Kinesis Data Streams Apache Spark Structured Streaming Connector for Amazon EMR. So this connector comes pre-packaged on EMR on EKS, EMR on EC2, and EMR Serverless. So you don't need to build or download any of your packages. You can just do your business logic. And Amazon Kinesis Data Streams now supports data plane logging to AWS CloudTrail. So this gives you greater visibility into stream activity in your account. And you can capture things like get records, get shard iterator, put record, put records, subscribe to shard, etc. Amazon QuickSight has launched the public API for Spice CMK data encryption. That's customer managed keys. So now with this enhancement, you can programmatically opt in and configure your customer managed keys, which means you can seamlessly integrate it into your adoption and migration pipeline. Amazon Redshift announces snapshot isolation as the default for new cluster creates and restores. So this means that when you set one up, this is what you get. The database isolation level will remain unchanged on your existing provision clusters unless you explicitly change it. And you can switch to serializable at any time if it is your preferred database isolation level. This change makes the product experience consistent for both provisioned and serverless, which already uses snapshot isolation by default. AWS Glue now supports native SaaS connectivity, and the Salesforce connector is available now, so you can just go out of the box and integrate. And Amazon QuickSight now supports get cluster credentials with IAM for Redshift data sources. So this feature makes it easy for customers to use Lake Formation managed Redshift data share features to support cross-account use cases. Sounds hard, it's actually easier now. Amazon MSK, the managed streaming for Apache Kafka, now supports removing brokers from MSK provision clusters so you can optimize your costs by reducing your broker count. Amazon OpenSearch Service now supports OpenSearch version 2.13. So there have been improvements for search performance and resiliency, dashboards, new features as well. Lots of good stuff and some really interesting performance improvements available too. And my regular reminder, update your stuff. And Amazon OpenSearch Service has released cross-cluster alerting monitors. So you can now query data across multiple OpenSearch clusters from a centralized location. And Amazon OpenSearch Ingestion has launched a new user interface for easier blueprint discovery. So blueprints are pre-filled OpenSearch ingestion configuration files that can help you get started with ingesting data from popular sources like Amazon S3, DynamoDB, and SecurityLake. The new interface now offers visual tiles with icons of all your favorite blueprints, so you get kind of a bird's eye view of what's going on. And AWS Entity Resolution has expanded support for customer compliance with ISO and SOC accreditation. So AWS Entity Resolution helps companies easily match, link, and enhance related records across multiple applications and data stores to improve your data quality. And it now offers advanced matching techniques such as rule-based matching and machine learning models to help you accurately link your sets of customer information. And it is now in scope for SOC 1, 2, and 3 reporting, as well as ISO accreditation as well. Let's talk about application integration. Amazon Event Bridge Bus now supports improved filtering capabilities for event matching. So you can now have an array of values when combining anything but filtering. So matching anything but the value with prefix filtering, matching against characters at the beginning of a value, and suffix filtering and wildcard filtering. So, for example, you can now match against values that do not end with a specific file type like .png and JPEG. We can match against values that do not have a specific file name path like */libstar and */binstar. So this gives you lots of options in using EventBridge. And Amazon EventBridge now supports customer managed keys for event buses as well. So this means you can use your own keys instead of the AWS provided key. An Amazon managed service for Prometheus now supports inline editing of alert manager and rules configurations, so you can get your monitoring up and running quickly. And Amazon managed workflow for Apache Airflow now supports Airflow REST API along with web server autoscaling, so it means you can programmatically monitor and manage your Apache Airflow environment at scale. Now let's launch into the topic of artificial intelligence. The Mistral Small Foundation model is now available on Amazon Bedrock, so you can now access 4 high-performing models from Mistral AI, including Mistral Small, Large, Mistral 7B, and Mistral 8X7B. So you get lots of choice. Now, the reason for choice is different models serve different purposes and are optimized for different use cases. Mistral Small is a highly efficient large language model optimized for high-volume, low-latency language-based tasks. And so it gives you really good performance at a cost-effective price point. And so it's great for retrieval augmented generation, coding proficiency, and multilingual capabilities. Knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock now allows you to configure guardrails. So knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock securely connects foundation models to your internal company data sources for retrieval augmented generation, so that you get more relevant and accurate responses. Now you can use guardrails with knowledge bases. Now guardrails allows you to implement safeguards customized to your RAG application requirements, your responsibility, your responsible AI policies, and things that create a better end user experience. Now, it already provides a comprehensive set of policies to protect your users from undesirable responses and interactions with a generative AI application. First, you can customize a set of denied topics. You can filter content across pre-built harmful categories like hate and insult, etc. And you can also define a set of offensive or inappropriate words to be blocked. And finally, you can filter user inputs containing sensitive information, so PII, and you can redact confidential information in model responses based upon use cases. This is really handy stuff. And another update for knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock, it now allows you to configure inference parameters to have greater control over personalizing the responses. So now you can control things like how random or diverse the generated text is by just adjusting a few settings like temperature and top P. And you have lots of options to fiddle with things. So you can do things like restricting the length of the output through max tokens and stop sequences as well. Couple of updates for AWS Health Imaging. It now supports retrieval of DICOM Part 10 instances. So this means that customers can take advantage of Health Imaging's cloud-native interfaces to better interoperate in systems that use these DICOM Part 10 binaries. And AWS Health Imaging now supports cross-account data imports. So you can import DICOM data from any S3 bucket owned by your organization, owned by collaborators, or from publicly available sources like the Registry of Open Data on AWS. Let's move on to the topic of compute. Bottle Rocket, the Linux-based operating system purpose-built for containers, now supports NVIDIA Fabric Manager. So this allows users to harness the power of multi-GPU configurations for your AI and machine learning workloads. So this allows you to have super fast connectivity between all the GPUs in each of your P4 and P5 instances. Amazon EKS and Amazon EKS Distro now support Kubernetes version 1.3.0. So we always remind you to use the latest and greatest version wherever possible. As a reminder, starting with Kubernetes version 1.3.0 or newer, any newly created managed node groups will automatically default to using Amazon Linux 2023 as the node operating system. AWS Lambda console now supports sharing test events between developers in additional regions. So you can now share them between each other when you create an event in the console. And previously, those particular regions, you couldn't share them amongst yourselves. Now you can. Sharing is caring. And Amazon Lightsail supports easy switching between dual stack and IPv6 only instance bundles. So previously you had to choose it and start from scratch to move between the two. Now you can just move between them by basically using the change networking type feature instead of recreating from scratch. Amazon EKS announces native support for auto-scaling core DNS pods. So this allows you to scale the capacity of your DNS server instances to meet the ever-changing capacity needs of your services without having to actually manage it yourself. And we're happy to introduce Amazon EC2 C7i Flex instances. These deliver up to 19% better price performance compared to the C6i instances. And these new instances are powered by the fourth generation Intel Xeon Scalable Custom Processors, Sapphire Rapids, that are available only on AWS and give you a 5% lower price than C7i. And these instances are a great first choice for applications that don't fully utilize all compute resources. So again, use the instance type that makes sense for your application. You can save money. Quick update for the topic of cost management. AWS has launched the console-based bulk policy migration for billing and cost management console access. So customers who are not migrated to using fine-grained IAM actions can trigger this experience by clicking the update IAM policies recommended action. And it basically identifies affected policies, suggests equivalent new actions to match your current access, provides testing options, and then completes the migration for you, which is nice. Some great updates on the topic of customer engagement. The Amazon Simple Email Service, SES, has announced a general availability of Mail Manager. This is a suite of email management features designed to streamline complex email operations for businesses of all sizes. With Mail Manager, companies can centralize their email infrastructure, applying unified policies and rules to manage both inbound and outbound email flows through a single interface. Mail Manager allows organizations to set up dedicated email ingress endpoints, enforce sophisticated email traffic filtering policies like IP filters, and utilize a powerful rules engine to process and route emails to intended destinations. It also provides customers archiving capabilities to meet their compliance needs with record retention and data protection. Amazon Connect now supports creating rules for monitoring and alerting on flow metrics, so you can define the metrics breaches and you can alert. So things like particular dropped rates, etc., can easily be identified. And Amazon Connect Contact Lens now also provides analytics for flows and flow modules. So again, you can get more insight into what's going on in your environment. So you can ask questions like, how many contacts dropped out of my contact center before reaching a queue? Or how long does it take for contacts to navigate through my end customer self-service voice flow? These are good things to know. On to the topic of databases. There is a new open source AWS Advanced Python wrapper driver now available for Amazon Aurora and Amazon RDS. This is now generally available. This database driver provides support for faster switchover and failover times and authentication with AWS Secrets Manager or IAM. Now, the AWS Advanced Python wrapper driver wraps the open source SciCobg and the MySQL connector Python drivers and supports Python versions 3.8 and newer. You can install it using the pip command, and away you go. The driver relies on monitoring database cluster status and being aware of the topology to determine the new writer. Now, this approach reduces switchover and failover times from tens of seconds to single digit seconds compared to the open source driver. So it's pretty nifty. It's available as an open source project under the Apache 2.0 license, so it could be really useful for you. PostgreSQL 17 Beta 1 is now available in the Amazon RDS database preview environment. Again, this is an environment that lets you test stuff before you go into production. Testing is good. And some of the cool updates in Postgres 17 includes updates to vacuuming that reduces your memory usage and the time that it takes to do that. Also, a bunch of other improvements in terms of handling of JSON formats and other interesting stuff. Amazon RDS Extended Support APIs are now available. So you can use these APIs to create new databases or restore existing snapshots and specify whether or not there'll be an extended support. You can use these APIs to view the status of extended support for existing databases as well. When you create or restore a database running MySQL 5.7, Postgres 11, or higher major version of Aurora or RDS, it'll be subjected to extended support automatically. This ensures that your existing scripts and automation will work as expected. Now, you can override this as you like, but it makes it much easier for you to maintain long-term support. We're happy to announce the Llama Index support for Amazon Neptune to build Graph RAG applications. So this allows you to combine knowledge graphs stored in Amazon Neptune and Llama Index, which is an open source framework for building applications for LLMs. So customers looking to build generative AI applications using RAG and also combining it with knowledge graphs after technologies like this. So basically you can do things like tell me about news events that impact companies in my trading portfolio. And a Graph RAG app could respond by also identifying news articles for upstream and downstream dependencies in the supply chain, which in turn might have an impact on those companies. So with the latest announcement, you can use Llama Index to create Graph RAG applications with knowledge graphs stored in Amazon Neptune. Amazon RDS Performance Insights now provides fine-grained access control for the performance data that it collects, so you can make sure that only the people that need to see the things. So for example, customers can define a policy that allows a certain user to view SQL statistics, but denies access to view the full SQL text. Kind of important, depending on what's in that SQL. Amazon RDS for MySQL announces extended support for minor version 5.7 plus a whole bunch of numbers, and also for PostgreSQL 11.22 plus a whole bunch of numbers as well. And AWS announces Amazon DocumentDB zero ETL integration with the Amazon OpenSearch service. This zero ETL integration uses Amazon OpenSearch ingestion to synchronize the data from Amazon DocumentDB collections to Amazon OpenSearch services. So this will automatically understand the format of the data, map it to your particular index mapping templates, and give you the most performant search results as well. Let's talk about developer tools. AWS CodeBuild now supports connecting to an Amazon VPC from reserved capacity. So this means you can provision a fleet of CodeBuild hosts that persist your build environment. And these hosts remain available to receive subsequent build requests, which reduces build startup latency. So if you've got a lot of building going on, this can help you. Let's talk briefly about end user computing. Amazon Workspaces Web is now called Amazon Workspaces Secure Browser. And this allows users to access private websites and software as a service web applications, interact with online resources, or browse the internet from a disposable container. So this is intended to help reduce the risk of data exfiltration by streaming web content. No HTML, document object model, or sensitive company data is transmitted to the local machine. And Amazon Workspaces Core now supports Windows Server bundles. These new bundles are powered by Windows Server 2019 and Windows Server 2022. And with these, you can take advantage of the latest license-included Windows Server instances, and it minimizes your time getting started by creating images that are ready to go. Let's talk about management and governance. AWS Control Tower customers can now submit up to 100 control operations concurrently. These operations can span multiple organizational units, reducing the operational burden from repetitive execution. So this allows you to get more done more quickly. AWS Chatbot now supports tagging of AWS Chatbot resources. So as I always say, tag your stuff. Now you can tag those resources. And AWS CloudFormation accelerates the dev test cycle with a new parameter for the delete stack API. This new parameter is called deletion mode, and it allows customers to safely delete their CloudFormation stacks that are in delete failed state. So this is an interesting one because it can make your workflow far more efficient. AWS CloudFormation has streamlined deployment troubleshooting with AWS CloudTrail integration. So basically, you now have deep link integration, I should say. This feature enables quicker resolution of stack provisioning errors. It directly links stack operation events in the CloudFormation console to relevant CloudTrail events. So you can go straight in to find out what went wrong, which is nice. And AWS Resource Explorer now provides filtering on resources that support tags. So if you've got tags running, you could filter your resources. And Amazon Managed Grafana now supports Grafana version 10.4. So this includes some new capabilities, things like correlations, subfolders, some new visualization panels, and some new configuration APIs, as well as a bunch of other stuff. Quick but important update in the topic of migration and transfer. We're happy to announce the general availability of the AWS Database Migration Service support for S3 Parquet as a source. So now you can migrate data in Parquet format from S3 to any supported AWS DMS target, provided that the S3 Parquet data was generated by DMS. Now let's talk networking and content delivery. The application load balancer ALB now allows customers to provision load balancers without IPv4s for clients that connect using just IPv6. To connect, the clients can resolve the quadruple A DNS records that are assigned to ALB. Now, the ALB is still dual stack for communication between the load balancer and targets, but with this new capability, you have the flexibility to use both IPv4 and IPv6 for your application targets, whilst avoiding IPv4 charges for clients that don't require it. Amazon VPC Lattice now supports TLS pass-through, which means you can enable end-to-end authentication and encryption using your existing TLS and MTLS implementation. And Amazon Virtual Private Cloud VPC Flow Logs extends support for Amazon Elastic Container Service, or ECS. So now you can see all the things that's happening from those environments, including service name, ECS cluster name, and other ECS metadata in your Flow Log subscription. And Amazon EBS Direct APIs now support VPC endpoint policies. So this provides granular access control to your EBS resources for improved data protection and security posture. A really interesting update in the world of quantum technologies. Amazon Braket, which is the quantum computing service from AWS, now supports Garnet, a new high-fidelity 20-qubit superconducting quantum processing unit, or QPM, from IQM, expanding Braket to the European Union for the first time. Researchers and developers in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia Pacific can now conveniently explore this high fidelity device during their work hours and accelerate their research into quantum computing. Now let's talk about security, identity, and compliance. Amazon Security Lake now supports logs from AWS WAF. So this means you can easily analyze your log data to determine if anything suspicious is going on. Amazon Verified Permissions has improved support for Cognito tokens. So the service has added additional APIs that enable you to submit multiple token-based authorization requests in a single call. And it also allows you to use your Cognito tokens for authorization to write CEDA policies based on Cognito group memberships and other cool stuff. And finally, Amazon Detective has added support for EKS audit logs in Security Lake integration. So Detective customers leveraging the Security Lake integration can query and analyze Amazon EKS audit logs in addition to AWS CloudTrail and VPC Flow Logs. So it means you get a more comprehensive investigation capability into potential security issues involving any Amazon EKS workloads. Logs are an amazing thing to find what went wrong. So lots of cool and interesting updates there. I hope there was something there for you. As ever, we do love to get your feedback. AWSpodcast@amazon.com is the place to do it. And until next time, keep on building.